Hey everybody, hi, this is a female bodybuilder. Why don't you join the Patreon for the World Record Podcast? That way you'll get tons of extra stuff, like another 40 plus minutes of this episode with Larry David. It's $54 for a whole year. That's like a bar tab or a not even great dinner with someone at Applebee's. $54 a year, $5 a month. And then it goes up from there. Sky's the limit. Patreon.com/World Record Podcast. We're also doing stuff on Rockfin.com/Brendan Walsh. Enjoy this episode. Join the Patreon. Go buy some merch. WorldRecordPodcast.com. Go to WorldRecordPodcast.com. That's got links to everything. It's got tons of videos. Watch the videos too. You're missing out. Okay, now enjoy this episode. Love you. Bye.
I'm always problem solving.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Problem creating.
Name one problem I've created.
Lots.
Okay, but you can't
fucking
even name
two
one.
Goddamn kids. I can name two of them. Baby
it
Washington.
It takes two to create those.
I was just having fun. I just wanted to get my wick wet. I just wanted to get a little mud for my turtle.
If
you know.
Ew.
What?
We don't even do that.
It's not mud. Isn't mud for your turtle? Doesn't mean anal sex necessarily.
Oh, I thought mud meant poo.
Could. Well, when you do anal, you don't want shit on your dick.
No, you don't. Can guys get UTIs?
Yes.
Okay, so it's been 0.1 second into the podcast we're talking about. What's wrong?
My
Is it too far away? There, that's better, baby. We should use the mics that, like,
Joe Rogan uses?
No. Britney Spears, you know how she has those headsets? Like the big ball and the big ball microphone in the front to hide.
I want those. Speaking. I want those.
That'd be fun. I always thought those were cool.
Let's get them. It's the World
Record.
World Record Podcast. Don't say the last consonant.
World Record Podcast?
No, World Record Podcast.
World Record Podcast.
World?
World Record Podcast.
Yeah.
World Record Podcast.
That's pretty, that makes you sound pretty stupid.
World Record? It makes you sound like you have a Philadelphia accent.
World Record Podcast.
Podcast.
And don't pronounce the D in podcast.
Podcast.
Podcast. World Record Podcast. This is the World Record Podcast. Maybe one of the last video episodes. Right, A-Train?
Until we undergo our surgery.
Until we get our surgeries.
After we recover from our surgeries.
Until we get a surgery on the podcast that makes people watch the videos. Too much work goes into these videos.
In the meantime, I'll post a bunch of nudes in the Patreon.
Oh, you know what? We could just do... Would you do that?
Sure, but it won't be my body. It's going to be Emily Ratajkowski's titties.
Oh, I wish. I wish I was with her.
She does have really nice, big, giant titties. She wrote this book called My Body.
Yeah, I know. She was on Howard Stern.
Oh,
Howard
she was?
Stern, who has his finger on the pulse of his fan base,
you say that all
had
the
her
time.
On for like two
Did
fucking
you listen
hours.
To it?
As much as I could, it was the most boring fucking shit I ever heard.
I mean, I just
Who
don't...
wants to listen to a hot-ass model
talk?
Yeah. Like, she's got nothing that, you know, she's like, oh, yeah, I don't like my body. Or, like, you know, people are always looking at me. Well, then go fucking live in a cave. Stop being a model.
I know. I don't
oh,
get
people,
that.
Oh, people judge you? Oh, go just fucking get out of the spotlight. A quick
I
solution.
I don't get that.
Oh, you like getting money for nothing. Well, then you might have to have people criticize your fucking body. And guess what, toots? Nobody's criticizing it.
Yeah, you have big, giant tits. Big, giant, soft titties.
Didn't she have a kid or something? That was like another thing she's talking
about. Yeah,
she
had a kid and was like holding it like by its neck
oh,
in a
really?
Picture. And everyone's like, that's not... She's like in her bathing suit and the kid's neck's like this. It's like 3 months old. And everyone's like, She's like, I don't want to be mom shamed. It's like, well, you shouldn't really be.
Well, also, you can't like
head.
People if people are taking pictures of every moment of every day.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
But I mean, she's the one who saw it and chose to post it and wasn't thinking like, well, maybe the baby looks kind of weird. But yeah, her whole book is like about. I don't really even understand it. It's like
about having a tight pussy and big tits.
It's like about photographers being like, yeah, show your tits more. And she's like, oh, and every picture of you is like you in a string bikini.
Yeah, easy solution, Emily Radzikowski. Stop. Just walk out of the fucking studio.
Get fucking fat. And
No, don't get fat. Walk. You don't want anybody saying, show me your tits. Say, you know what? I don't agree with you telling me to do that. I'm going to leave this photography studio right now.
Yeah,
and then your agent will call you and say, what the fuck was that shit?
You're a model.
Do you want to work
you have
or not?
Big, luscious boobs. Of course, everyone's going to want to see those titties.
Oh, no.
And
I'm
also,
sure.
She was in a music video with her titties out. And she's in the Gone Girl movie and has Ben Affleck sucking on her titties.
Be a fucking, you know what, Emily Radzikowski? Go be a philosopher like you're meant to be. Because I'm sure you have so much to fucking say. I'm sure you're so goddamn... Or be a comedian. I'm sure you're so funny. The 3 minutes I listened to you on Howard Stern was like just... I was...
At the edge of your seat.
I mean, I was enraptured. Is that the right term?
Sure.
I was like totally... I couldn't pull myself away from the radio fast enough listening to you fucking talk. So yeah, you know what? It does suck that people only care about you for your tits. But there's an easy solution.
But if you didn't have nice tits, you wouldn't be rich.
Go to the mall, get a fucking job at Banana Republic where you take home $400 a week. And then go, you know.
Or get some pictures taken of you and you're a millionaire and shut up and stop whining about it.
Or one way or another. One way or another, your life's going to be easy. You won't be famous, so you won't have your own money, but you'll marry some rich cocksucker who will take care of you. Either way, you don't have to ever work.
Yeah, and that's the annoying thing. It's like...
And be appreciative of it.
It's like, just... It's like, I don't understand why, like, famous people and models... And like I said before about this Kate Winslet, it's like, why do you have to make up this fake thing where you're like, I'm insecure too?
Yeah,
it's like,
I'm scared of my... I hate
like,
my
shut
reflection.
Up.
You hate your reflection? Why? Because you fucking stare at it 23
Let me talk.
Hours?
Let me finish a thought. You are annoying when you drink coffee.
No. I'm the driving force behind this
no,
podcast.
No, you're not. You
go ahead.
All over
okay,
me.
Everybody.
I forgot what I was going to say anyways, but Emily Radzikowski, shut up.
I don't have anything against her, but it's like the...
Well, she wrote some article about when she was pregnant and was like posting all this stuff when she's pregnant. It's like, you're not the first bitch to be pregnant.
Well,
shut
everybody
up.
Acts like that, though.
Well, I mean, it's an exciting yeah. time, but...
It's like getting drunk for the first time.
But she like, you know, wrote some nice article and was like... I don't even know
Kate
you
Winslet?
Yet.
Kate Loselit is more like, all right, everybody here. Oh, shit. Okay,
that
well.
Makes sense.
Titanic. Let's see. What's the, okay, let me do some Titanic material. All right, so, yeah. You want me to buy a ticket to ride on a boat called the Titanic. Okay. Excuse me. Do you guys even know what the Titanic is? All right. Yeah, like I'm going to ride on a boat called the Titanic? Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Is this you? Is this before the... Are you like getting one of the first tickets
I'm Leonardo
to go
DiCaprio,
on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one-man show by the B-man called the Titanic.
Have you ever seen it, though? Because he like wins
no.
tickets.
I've never seen Titanic.
Poor fucker.
Should we do that as a live episode? We watch Titanic.
No, it's like 3 hours long.
I remember it was a double VHS.
Yeah,
tape.
I was just gonna say that. Because that's how long it was.
What movies used to take up so much space, literally.
Yeah.
Like you would have like just a regular movie, no matter how long it was, even if it was 20 minutes long, even if it was a 20-minute long
it was
kids
a big,
tape.
Thick.
VHS. It was just like, yeah, same size cartridge.
But my aunt still has all old Disney movies, all VHS tapes. In
Those are worth store. A lot, dude.
They're not, though. I don't think they are
no,
at all.
No, nothing's worth anything. I don't know how that happened. Like, shit used to be collectible, but I think everything just got so mass-produced that nothing is collectible anymore.
Except
I mean, there's
for,
like
old stuff.
Or, like, the one Mario, like, I know there was just a Mario Brothers, like, the first Mario Brothers Nintendo cartridge that was still sealed,
Ooh.
Sold for, like, $1 million.
Oh, that's
or
cool.
Or $3 million or something.
I mean, I have my old, well, I guess I have 64.
That's a good way to change the world. to trap and kill billionaires is put something like that, like a Mario Nintendo cartridge, and whoever pays $5 million for
Just go, great,
you won it, and then track them down and take all their fucking money. So you know what? You have too much money. There's people starving. You just spent $5 million on a cartridge.
Have you heard? I saw this thing on Reddit maybe about like...
Reddit? How about Blue It?
Reddit, more like Orange It?
Reddit. All right, go ahead.
No, there was a thing about like art, like selling art and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
how it's just a big scam.
I had never even thought of that, how they get a friend, they commission someone to make a painting.
Paint a line on a canvas.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Paint a line on a canvas, whatever.
Whatever.
Okay, you're actually very annoying.
Very annoying.
So I'm done.
No, go ahead. I like it when you do that to me. All right, go ahead. I won't say what you're saying. Okay. So what they do
is they get
one of their friends to paint a line on a canvas, and then they have it appraised at like $10 million, right?
Yeah. And then they donate it to a museum, so it's a tax write-off for $10 million or something, right? It's some sort of like money laundering
like
tax break thing where I'm like, what?
I'm like, what?
All these fucking rich fuckers.
Rich fuckers.
Okay, I'm done for.
Why can't I like
turn
it
my
when
microphone
you do
off.
Okay, all right.
But I don't do it to annoy you.
I'm not doing it to annoy you. I'm having fun.
But it's not fun
for
me.
Well, you do
me.
It to me. Look. All right, so this next
I don't
item
do
up.
It when you're trying to explain something.
All right. Okay. Start over.
No, we're done. I'm over it.
Our relationship's done then. I'm dumping you live on the podcast.
It's a little more complicated than that. It kind of sucks, like, having kids and wanting to break up with someone.
You heard it here first, folks.
Because it's harder.
The B-man is a free man, so all you...
Oh, the B-man. He's a free man.
Where
he
did
doesn't
cheese
know.
Go? I don't know. Where did cheese go? I don't know. I don't know. Where did cheese go?
Is that Ween?
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
It's Mike Bertolino, the guy that works here, played it for me before the podcast. They made a Pizza Hut commercial that never got aired.
That's funny.
Where'd the cheese go?
I don't know.
And then apparently they kept getting all these like notes and stuff from Pizza Hut.
Where'd the cheese go?
About how to tell them to change it, so then they change it to this.
Where do the motherfucking cheese go at?
I don't know.
Where the motherfucking cheese go at?
I don't know.
Motherfucking.
I don't know.
Where do the motherfucking cheese go?
I don't know.
Bitch, where the motherfucking cheese at?
I don't know.
Where the motherfucking cheese at?
Motherfucker.
See, you take a...
Where the motherfucking cheese go at?
I don't know.
You take after that. Sort of
I know,
like,
and it doesn't really get you anywhere. Here's the trick that I kind of, the main ingredient of having that fuck you attitude is to achieve success first.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, they're already very,
Pizza Hut came to them and said, make us a song. And they're like, okay, here's a song. And then they were like, can you make it like this? I mean, I don't know. And this is all just from Mike. I assume he's not like picking anything up, but, you know, they... When Pizza Hut asks you to make a song, and you're Ween, and then you make a song, and then they're like, maybe make it different. You're like, you're fucking Pizza Hut. We just made you a fucking song.
Yeah.
What do you want? You want it different? Okay, here it is. Lick my fucking balls, bitch.
I know. They probably would have got a lot of money from that, though. Maybe not.
But you know what? They also were making a lot of money from...
Have they always been very successful? Like,
no.
Cultish?
Yeah. I mean, they could sell out, you know... for 20 years, I saw them at Stubbs like 20 years ago.
And they were popular?
Well, I mean, Stubbs is like, I don't know what that holds, 1,500
What's
people.
What's it like? Oh.
It's an outdoor venue at a barbecue place. So like maybe 2,000. I mean, I don't know how big the places they were playing were before they broke up. But you know what? We have, do you have the Skype all lined up there, Aaron?
Yeah.
We do have a guest. Should we get them on the
line? Did you ever have a teacher who like kind of had a cold and they'd cough like this?
No.
They're like, sorry, I'm sick. And you're like, what kind of a weak ass cough is that?
No.
You never had a teacher?
No. I think you just had a teacher who was, you are the only one who had one teacher who did that.
You've never heard, Aaron, you've never heard it like a teacher or someone be like, excuse me, I have a cough.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of cough is that?
I mean, I don't like people who are like,
hacking.
I'm about to sneeze, and then they do, and it's like,
yeah, that kind of like.
You know, I had
don't
a,
like it.
I had a teacher who was
sucked you off. Is that what you're gonna say?
No, who had a coffin, and it was
the Dracula.
Oh, he had a coffin.
Yeah,
my teacher had a coffin, and it was a Dracula.
And then you had a threesome with him and a Frankenstein.
No, not when he was my teacher.
Was that was in the third grade.
That was in the third grade, sicko.
So you had Halloween elementary school.
No, I just had a teacher who was a Dracula.
Why
are you so racist, actually? That's what's crazy.
About against Dracula?
So you think Draculas can only be at Halloween college?
That's usually where they're found.
No.
Who are we
Draculas are everywhere.
Who are we calling on the Skype?
Oh, let's call them and find out.
It better not be someone
stupid. I don't even remember who it was. I don't remember who it was.
Better not be a dumbass.
Lick my balls. Suck my dick. Lick my balls. Oh, hold on.
Hi. This is, we have a guest. Do you guys want to guess who it is?
Me?
Yeah, sure. You got to take a guess.
The Rock.
I don't know. Guess, do you want to give her a hint?
Hello?
There you go. That's a good hint.
Is
hello?
Jason Sudeikis?
No, it's Larry David.
Oh. It's Larry David. Hey,
Larry
David. Hey, Lar.
Hey, La. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for doing the show. Excuse me. I have a little bit of a cough. The heat in my house is very dry. Do you have that problem?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I would imagine, you know, people who are rich, this is another thing that can buy happiness is you could get a heating and cooling system that also keeps the, what do they call it?
Humidity.
The humidity at a good level too, right?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I don't want to talk.
You're right.
I know. You are. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about how rich you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you are very, very, very successful. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you had. So you had Seinfeld, which is arguably the most successful show ever on television. And then you pivot.
Yeah, you're right.
In 2000 or 2001. And you start doing Curb Your Enthusiasm, which now is a very successful show.
Yeah.
It's crazy to have two shows under your
belt. Was it a smaller
Thank
audience
you.
When it first came out? Like more of like culty following? And now it seems to be very much more mainstream.
Yeah.
It's very funny. This season's really good.
Yeah.
I think
Thank
the
you.
I remember seeing the first. I remember when it first came out and it really... I didn't know what the hell it was. Like, it was the way it was shot and stuff was
very... Yeah, it's very different.
Yeah. It's just like a camcorder. So you like to golf, right, Larry? Pardon?
Yeah.
Do you want to call a golf...
Yes.
You want to call a golf place and you could talk to them about getting a tee time or something?
Are you serious?
I don't know. I mean, okay.
He said yes.
Okay. All right, we'll just call a place and see if they... Talk to Larry. Now, should I introduce you, Larry?
Or...
Okay.
All right.
I'll just let Larry do the talk. Okay, I'll do. Hopefully they answer. Hi, this is Beeman. I have Larry David on the line. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello. It's Larry David.
Hi, this is. How can I help you?
Hey, nice to meet you. What a great, great pleasure to meet you. My freaking back is killing me.
It's Larry David, ma'am.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with him?
I do know who he is, yes. But there's other Larry Davids, but I'm presuming it's the one that we all know.
Yeah. So this is him, and he's wanted to call about the, what do you need, some stuff from the golf shop, Larry?
No. Are you happy? I want to know if you're happy.
If I'm happy? I'm happy now.
Yeah.
You called.
That's good.
Oh! Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
The huge vagina.
I'm not even joking. You people think about that!
Larry, do you do...
You guys need anything specific? Because I have folks at the counter that I could wait on.
Oh, does anybody at the counter want to talk to Larry David?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it.
You sure? Ask them.
Yeah, I'm good.
Larry, would you want to talk to a fan? Oh,
she yeah.
She hung up.
What? Shut the fuck up! Yeah.
She seemed excited for a
second.
Yeah, I don't know. We could call another place.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a good...
You okay, Larry?
You okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Lair.
Lair.
I like that what's-her-name calls you Lair all the time.
Sometimes she'll just call
This is
him
the
La.
Best birthday I ever had.
Wait, your birthday? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Thank you.
Well, we could call another golf place. Maybe you can get some new... Hey, how's it going? This is Beeman. I'm Larry David's assistant. He's on the line. Today is his birthday, too, and he's going to come in and get some stuff. Larry, you're on the line with the golf place.
Hello.
It's Larry David.
Happy,
This
happy,
is the best
happy.
Birthday I ever had.
Happy, happy.
Ta-da! Hey, nice to meet you.
Yes, sir.
My freaking back is killing me.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
are you familiar with Larry David, sir?
No, I'm sorry to say.
Curb your enthusiasm.
Are you serious?
Sorry.
Seinfeld? You never
Seinfeld,
heard of it?
Of course.
Larry David co-created Seinfeld.
Oh, really?
The character yeah. George is actually after Larry David, I think.
Yeah.
Hmm. What is she talking about?
That's Helmut.
That voice sounds so familiar.
Well, yeah, it should. It's Larry David.
Larry David.
Ah!
Happy, happy.
Do you have...
Thank you.
What's the most expensive set of golf clubs you have there? Larry's very wealthy.
Probably around $100,000.
Nuh-uh.
That's
Shut the fuck up!
That's the
Are
low
you fucking
end of
crazy?
That's the low end of the high-end stuff.
What's really... Come on, give me some real prices here. What's the highest end that you have there?
Just an irons, let's say for example, an irons, it could be just $5,000. Just irons.
Bullshit!
No driver, no woods, no nothing, just irons, $5,000.
And then what are the drivers and woods go for?
Probably around $2,000, $3,000 each.
Driver and woods, that was
are
my
you
favorite.
Kidding me?
One piece.
Driver and woods was the my favorite.
$2,000, $3,000 for each.
My favorite band from the '70s, Drivers and Woods.
Wow. You're telling me
Oh my god!
There's a golf.
How old are you?
Me? I'm 59, dude.
Dude, you're only a few years younger than me, and how am I missing all this?
59.
Where have I been?
I don't know. Larry, do you want to buy some of these drivers or what?
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Where have I been?
Oh, and I forgot to mention... I love daytime sex. What do you think of that?
You're great. Great. Come on, that means you're still alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. I was just speaking to an early 7-year-old guy, and he said, the day that I stop doing sex is the day I will die.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Isn't that great? Wow.
No, that's disgusting.
I went, wow.
Who wants to have sex with someone in their 70s? That's gross.
Hey.
Isn't that hey, we're, you know, your friend right there on the phone is already in the 60s, and we still got...
He's 59.
59.
And he hasn't had sex in 9 years.
Right?
Have you ever 59 someone?
No, what is a 59? I heard of 69.
You heard of 69?
What is a 59? Of course.
59. So you know what 69 is?
Yeah. Of course.
59 is 10 less than that.
You mean right before 70 and after 68?
No, it's 10. You do 10 less.
10 less licks?
I love it.
10 less licks.
I love it. I love it, guys.
You know, you plunk down $300 for a hooker, expect her to keep her mouth shut.
Wow, that's like a least expensive hooker.
Did you ever get a hooker before?
Good hookers are over 1,000.
Really? Have you had a hooker before, sir? It's totally anonymous. You can tell us.
I love it. I love it.
Hookers?
He
I love
it, guys. Hookers.
You love hookers?
I'm having fun. You guys are making my life more longer and longer because you guys are making me laugh. Thank you so
That's
much.
Good.
Oh, dear God. Please let me years, fuck guys. An old black man.
Great year.
Right, please, guys. God. Wait. Please make that happen.
We gotta go.
Okay, have a good Christmas.
Have a great year. Have a good Christmas.
Okay. Yes.
What did you say about, oh, please let me do something? What was it?
Oh, dear God, please let me fuck an old black man.
Wait, Larry, what?
Larry, you're crazy.
Please make that happen. I like really? Big asses. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not. Let's call. We could call a different place if you okay? want to. I know you're probably busy. Are you guys done? You're probably done shooting this season, right?
Gotta yes. Be.
You get it all in the can before it airs.
Yeah.
That's how I deal with anal sex. Get it all in the can before it airs.
So you put it in the hole and before it farts? Is that what you mean?
You get it all in the can. All up in the can.
That's so disgusting.
My energy is off today, Larry.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, a little bit. I think I might be a little nuts.
Is there anything you could say to cheer up old B-man?
I'm not uncheery. I just, my energy's a little off. All right. You're right. All right. You can tell these guys about how you want to have sex with a, what is it?
A big black man is what I
Something
think
like
said.
That. Well, here we go. Now they're not even going to answer. Hey, hi, I have Larry David on the line. Larry?
Hello? It's Larry David.
I'm Larry David.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hello?
Hey. Oh!
How can I help you?
I've never heard of that before in my life.
This is the best birthday I ever had.
Oh, dear God, please let me fuck an old black man.
It's Larry David's birthday today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a fan? Are you familiar with him?
I'm familiar with him, yes.
Yeah. I also have Helmet.
My mother
on.
Always used to tell me this. Most people aren't like you, Larry. Everybody's not like me.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Hellman's here, too. My name is Hellman.
Yeah, I have Hellman on the line. She's a skateboarder.
How can we help you?
Are you familiar with Hellman?
I'm a surfer and a skateboarder as well.
And she got her arm bit off. She got
My
her,
arm yeah, was bit off by a shark. Oh. I punched it in its head.
Oh.
I wrestled with the shark and got my arm back, but they couldn't reattach it.
Yeah.
So I've got one... arm.
So we got Larry David, we got Hellman, the one-armed skateboarder, and then me, the B-man, and guess where I'm at? You know where
Are you
I am?
Serious?
Larry?
Yeah,
stay out
he's
of this.
Serious, Larry.
Can you hear that? So imagine, like, what my life is like. Because, like, yeah, you're talking to Larry David, you're talking to Hellman. But I'm so relaxed Bullshit. Around these guys that I'm in the bathroom while I'm talking to them.
Scum sucking motherfucking whore!
Oh, chill out, Larry.
Yeah, you're right.
We should maybe do a call where we do your intro music when you get on the line.
Yes.
Okay.
You're so polite, Larry.
Thank you.
Is there anything You're else welcome. On your mind or anything? Anything else you want to say or get to or before we do this other call?
Huh? No.
I don't know. Maybe you have some crazy thing. I mean, you kind of threw that...
That black man thing out
there. The thing about having sex with an elderly black man. Which is fine. I would imagine the older you get, the
There's
more...
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know. I am saying the older you get... Like, I'm starting to get into dudes a little bit. I'll say it right here. Like
what?
A young, okay. smooth, hairless guy I could see myself getting. Like, maybe, you know, maybe...
Doing what with...
Sex. Having sex with a
That's
young
fine.
Man.
That's fine. I mean, why not try it if you've never tried
I
it?
I think the older you
sad.
Get, the older you get, the more experimental you get.
I mean, why not? You're going to die. You're on death's door, basically.
Imagine, what if one of our kids walked in on me and a guy?
I mean, it's kind of my nightmare, like, having one of them see anything like that. It just scars you for life.
Larry, you have kids,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your kid ever walk in on you having sex? Or
Are you serious?
Yeah!
No.
Okay.
You're very sexually active, at least on the show.
Yeah.
I think if you stay single, you probably want to bang more.
Why?
Well, because the conquest is fun. You know?
Even when you're in your 70s?
I think so.
But like who
I mean, if you're 70, like how you're like in your 70s, right, Larry? Something, right?
Yeah.
69 yeah. at least.
70, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's call this place.
Well, then when I just you're think, 70, yeah, how old are
When you're
are
70
they?
And you're rich and you could still have sex with almost anybody you want, really.
If you could, Brendan, if you could have sex with anyone you want, who would it be?
Emily Ratajkowski.
I knew you'd say that.
Well, that's the only
what about
person
you,
I can think of.
What about you, Larry?
Anyone living or
Julie
dead?
Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus. Yeah.
What yeah. Should we try to get her on the line?
Huh?
How could okay. we call her?
I don't know. We'll try to figure it out. Well, let's call this place. And then we'll call Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I don't even know what this Yeah, hey, how's it going? This is Beeman. I'm Larry David's assistant.
Hey.
I
yes.
have Larry David on the line. Here he is now.
You know, I'm so sorry because this is, you know, clothing store. We are very busy with the client. So can okay. you call later?
I have Larry David on the line. He's very wealthy.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Are you nuts? Are you fucking crazy?
Who did you even call just then?
I mean, it was under, I don't know. I
oh,
don't
you
know
called,
what it is.
You Googled Julia Louis-Dreyfus phone.
Oh, we could, yeah, let's just, well, Louis, how do you spell Louis? Louis. Oh, you know what? This is problematic.
Why?
She spells her middle name the same as Louis C.K. Spells his first name. Is that a cancelable?
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of.
She should get canceled for that.
Yeah.
Is he still canceled?
Yeah, he's been nominated
he's
for
so,
a Grammy.
Do you think he's so canceled that he would come on our podcast?
No. I think he's still probably an asshole, kind of. Actually, I don't know how much of an asshole. I've met Louis
C.K.
You
met him before?
Yeah, I opened for him in Austin. He was actually pretty nice to me in Austin. This was before he like really, you know, blew up.
Yeah.
But I was a fan of his from when I was a little kid. I probably didn't say this on the podcast, and I'm going to say a cancelable thing. Well, no, I'm gonna recite one of his jokes that my brother and I thought was like one of the funniest things we ever heard when we were like young teenagers.
So, alert. This is Brendan.
B-Man. What the fuck happened to my name?
This is B-Man reciting something from someone else verbatim. These are not his words. He's just repeating them. You cannot cancel him for what he is about to say.
That's right. You can't. Continue. So let me play.
We need a lawyer for the podcast who's going to be like, say, like, put stuff like that so you can't get canceled. You know what I'm saying?
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
When you hear this noise, that means skip ahead. Don't listen to this part if you want to cancel me. Because I'm just going to say a Louis C.K. bit. So my brother and I, when we were younger, I mean, we couldn't have been that little because he's not like crazy. He's not
much older than you. Yeah.
No, not like a crazy amount. But so he had a joke where he said, I don't remember exactly how it goes, but he says, I was walking down the street and some guy drove past me in a car and yelled, "Nice shirt." And I was like, why would somebody just drive past and yell that at me? And the shirt, I remember the shirt I was wearing. It was like this nice pink shirt. It had pictures of guys blowing each other all over it. And that was like one of the funniest, like when my brother and I heard that as like, you know, young, I was probably 13 maybe or something.
It's funny. I mean, he's funny.
Oh, yeah. He's undeniably. But either way, so I told him, like, I was already a fan. This is before he was, like, very popular. And I was like, you know, I'm a big fan. That's, like, one of the funniest, that joke really, like, you know, I remember that joke from when I was a kid, me and my brother. And he did take the time after our first show. He had, and I was opening, so like I did a very truncated kind of set. Not that I had like this long headlining.
When was this? Like, what year is this?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up. 2000? No. It had to be like 2004 or 5, maybe. Because I didn't even start doing comedy really until like 2004-ish. I had this old bit, which is actually a really great bit, where I said that I got fired from my job. Or I say, you know, you have a bad job if you ever just go into the bathroom to hang out. Like, you don't even need to go. You just go and get away from everything and smell other people's shit or whatever. And I say, I got fired from my last job for doing that because my supervisor came in and caught me. I mean, I was also trying to look at my butthole in the mirror. I was really bored that day. And I say, oh, yeah, it scared me when he came bursting in there, too. I dropped my sandwich in the toilet.
Right. I think you did tell me this because then he was like, you should add more stuff to that, like make it longer and crazier, right?
Yeah, he kind of was like, oh, man, that's really funny. Did you ever, like, you know. And I was like, yeah, thanks. I did tell him that. I was like, oh, I do, like, I can stretch it out into, like, a longer bit. But either way, he was nice. Sorry, Larry, are you still on the line?
You stink!
Sorry, I know. I don't even know what the fuck. We have Larry David on the line.
I forgot, Larry, you were on the line.
I'm talking about, like, my old bits and opening for Louis C.K.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, Larry. Sorry,
I'm a little off. I've been microdosing, Larry, with mushrooms, and I'm tripping a little bit, so.
Really?
No.
Oh. But why do people do that? What are the... Larry, you ever microdose shrooms?
No. No?
I think you're kind of straight edge.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Why are you?
Well, you would have her number,
Hi,
right?
You reach.
Should we just leave a message?
Yeah. Thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the B-Man. I have Larry David on the line.
Hello. It's Larry David. Scum sucking motherfucking whore.
Wait, you still have more to say, Larry?
No.
Okay. So that's it. Just give Larry a call back.
I like big asses.
Wait, what's that, Larry?
I like big asses.
Oh, okay.
Big asses.
Well, I don't know. Is there anything, Larry David, you have Curb Your Enthusiasm. I like to call it Curve Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Right? Is that, you find humor in that kind of stuff? Saying things wrong?
No! You crossed the line!
Okay. What did you think of my bit that I was talking about from my old, one of my first stand-up comedy bits about looking at my butthole in the mirror?
Are you kidding me?
It's good.
You stink!
You stink, he said.
Bullshit! Bullshit!
Well, from what I gathered, you never really...
You were never a stand-up.
No, he was a stand-up, and he wasn't very good. People didn't like him.
Because he's so off-putting?
He's unlikable.
Well, that's his whole brand, isn't it?
Yeah. You've made it work.
I think now that we're in the years of branding, that's why you're so popular now. Because it's just part of your brand.
Maybe we should bleep that Louis C.K. I'll bleep the word from that Louis C.K. bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll bleep that
He used
that
to say that word a lot.
Yeah.
I used to say it a lot.
So you don't like that bit, Larry? About, like, when you're so bored at work? I think, because this is a relatable, it's relatable, like, people, and that's been co-opted over the years, too. Not that anybody stole it from me. I feel like it's, but, you know, that observation of, like, if you have a job that you hate so much that you're going to go into the bathroom.
I used to do that.
Everybody does it. That's why I was, like, so, you know, ahead of my time. But I lacked confidence.
But even after Louis said you had a good thing.
Yeah, but I'm self-defeating. Look at me now.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? That's okay. I get it.
Yeah. You probably have that same thing where you had Jerry Seinfeld hooked up with you. And then there you go. That's all you needed. Because without Jerry, you'd be fucking nothing right now. There'd be no Kirby.
Are you fucking crazy?
No.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Dude, you got Larry pissed off.
I mean,
mind your own business. How about that?
Well, how about it's an undeniable fact. Without Jerry Seinfeld, you would be, who knows where you would be. You weren't going to fucking make it on your own. Maybe you'd have like a writing job or something. Like you did work on that show Fridays, which was like an SNL thing.
Like Mad TV.
Yeah. That had Michael Richards.
What are you talking about?
A show you worked on.
And Andy Kaufman. No, that was Taxi.
No, Andy Kaufman came on. He went on Fridays and did
And
a
then
thing.
Did like a whole bit where
And actually
like...
that was the first time that really showed that like Michael Richards doesn't have a sense of humor. If you watch the Seinfeld outtakes, like there's a lot of really funny outtakes from Seinfeld.
But he's
online.
Like not funny. Like he's not like
funny,
fun.
He's very angry.
Yeah.
Like all
like
the
annoyed.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he seems very like not like a fun guy.
Like very annoyed that they're breaking character or whatever.
Yeah. Right? And then on the Andy Kaufman thing on Fridays, which I'm sure you can look up online, he is really like he's like very and I don't know, maybe he's acting. Maybe he's acting. But I think the part of the joke was that none of the casts were in on the joke. So I think it's
what
a genuine
What did he
reaction.
Do? He just, like, did he get slapped or?
Andy Kaufman? That was
yeah,
on
what
Letterman.
Was the thing?
That was a wrestling thing that he did on Letterman.
But the Fridays thing, he, like, messed up.
Yes.
He came, serious. He made believe that he was high or something. And it was like, I don't know if it was that great, but, you know, like the whole, oh, no, that was it. That was it. The joke was... There was a sketch, and like, it was kind of like, okay, two of the people on this sketch at this dinner are high, and you have to guess who they are or whatever. And Andy Kaufman was like, "I'm not doing this." Like in the middle
right,
of the
right,
live show,
right.
He's like, "I'm not doing this. I don't like they're high. I don't want to do it." And then Michael Richards like grabbed like the cue card and like you know threw it at him or something. And maybe he was acting, but
I mean, there's some evidence that says. He's not really the coolest.
What?
He kind
of
has a
Oh, because of the Seinfeld outtakes. Because there's outtakes in Seinfeld where people like break character and start
well,
laughing.
Well, but also
and he's
when
like,
he got in
oh,
trouble.
Oh, and Fridays. Yeah, for the Fridays thing. Right. I don't. What are you talking about?
There's just another. There's another video of him like losing his shit.
Do you know about this, Larry?
Like, what is she talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
what
don't
she's
know.
Talking about either. You don't know.
But he does seem like kind of an asshole. Stop laughing. It's not funny.
Stop. Oh, man, that is one of the funniest. We played that on here, didn't we?
Stop
His
laughing.
Apology on Letterman with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah,
because
it's
there.
Like, you couldn't. I guess he's so crazy as Kramer, you just can't really think of him as being.
You know what he was funny in, too? And this was the first time I took LSD. I went and saw, I saw the movie UHF with Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, he's in that?
Yeah.
I watched that
he's really funny in it. Like, he's just,
all right.
From what I remember. Did you ever see that, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do, I have a rap beat here. Do you want to maybe do some freestyle to a beat?
Oh.
Yeah, give it a shot. Let's see. And I'll mix in your, okay, well here, we'll just get started. Here, I'll turn it up for you.
Thank you.
We've used this before.
We've used this before. Should I get it? I'll get a new one for the great Larry David.
Okay.
You know, it's the great Larry David.
Okay.
Yeah. Hellman, do you talk to him?
How are you doing, Larry?
You could
shut the fuck up.
You could sing a song on your keyboard.
He doesn't want me to talk.
Sorry.
Sing a song for him on your keyboard.
He's being a little bit rude.
Sing a song for him on your keyboard. Let's sing about how he's rude.
I don't want to sing on the keyboard.
So I lug this keyboard.
You crossed the line.
You crossed the line, Larry. Oh, wait, Larry and I will do a scene from, I'll be an improver from Curve.
Okay.
Okay. Okay?
Okay, Larry, why did you eat my sandwich? I told you that I wanted to eat it.
Are you serious?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal, Larry. You're such an asshole.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you, Larry. I said I wanted to eat the sandwich, and I come back, and you already ate it.
Are you nuts?
We could do a scene.
Jesus Christ.
Hellman and I will do... This is how scenes escalate in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, that's what I was trying to do. Yeah.
Well, but yeah, Larry's a little limited over there.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think of that?
Yeah, she can't act. Is that what you said? She can't act?
Yeah.
Okay. So here, I'll be Larry David.
I'm going to continue with the sandwich thing.
You could be Larry. Okay. Yeah, no, you do. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Larry. I told you not to eat my sandwich. I went to the bathroom and now you ate my sandwich.
Well, there's a sandwich there. I ate it.
Yeah, well, it's my sandwich and I told you not to eat it.
There's no sign on the sandwich.
Yeah, but it's my you know what, Larry? You're such a fucking asshole.
Get the fuck out of here.
That was my sandwich, Larry.
I just ate a sandwich.
Fuck you. Let's go. That's every episode.
Every scene.
Every scene.
That shows people just, it escalates. So quickly, but I do feel like the...
This season's been a lot better.
I like that the Mexican girl, the big fat Mexican girl is really...
She's very funny.
She's the best. Okay, here we go. Larry David, freestyle rap. This is a world record. This is a world record exclusive.
Rap.
Shit, where's...
You found it.
All my stuff got moved around. Well, no, I wanted to play the world record thing. All right, well. Oh, here we go.
World record!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a world record podcast original. Larry David.
World record!
It's a world record podcast original. Larry David from Curve Your Enthusiasm doing a freestyle rap here on the world record podcast. This is a world record podcast original. Larry David doing a freestyle rap. World record podcast original.
World record.
Okay, we get it.
Intro.
Just start.
Yeah. Hello. Hello?
It's Larry David!
Hey, nice to meet you.
Pretty good.
Pretty
good.
There's no problem. I'm sorry.
Dark side. Light this bitch up.
Are you nuts?
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, you're right.
Good. Pretty good.
Pretty
good.
Thank you.
Scum sucking motherfucking whore!
Bloody oh.
Ik ga er met de zin in schijnen.
Wow. What is she talking about?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
A huge vagina. You happy? Thank you.
Unusually large vagina. Unusually large vagina.
You know what? That's okay. I get it.
Are you nuts?
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
No.
What? Okay.
Bullshit! Huh? Are you fucking crazy?
Thank you. That's good.
That's pretty good. Are you saying that you're done with the rap?
Yeah. Yeah.
Clap, 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 clap. That's good.
Oh, and I forgot to mention.
I love daytime sex.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What are you trying to do here?
Yeah.
The huge vagina.
Thank you. Mind your own business. How about that?
All right, turn that.
My freaking back is killing me.
All right. Well, geez. I thought we were on to something, but okay, Larry.
No, you're not on to anything. That was a...
I think it was, this is going to be a big, hot clip. Sorry, Larry, that the Hellman interrupted your flow.
Thank you.
For 45 more minutes of this episode, visit patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!
For 45 more minutes of this episode, visit patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!
patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!